Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, April 18th. Happy Saturday. We're continuing on in the book of Genesis. Today we're going to read about Adam's children. Can you think of the first two children that are named of Adam and Eve? Cain and Abel, and then came Seth and many other children, it says in Scripture. As we read, I want you to think about the fact that only God knows the inward motivations of our lives and our hearts. Adam made love to his wife Eve, and she became pregnant and gave birth to Cain. She said, "With the help of the Lord, I have brought forth a man." Later, she gave birth to his brother Abel. Now Abel kept flocks and Cain worked the soil. In the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. And Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering. But on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it." Now Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go out to the field." While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Where is your brother Abel?" "I don't know," he replied. "Am I my brother's keeper?" The Lord said, "What have you done? Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Now you are under a curse and driven from the ground, which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you work the ground, it will no longer yield its crops for you. You will be a restless wanderer on the earth." Cain said to the Lord, "My punishment is more than I can bear. Today you are driving me from the land, and I will be hidden from your presence. I will be a restless wanderer on the earth, and whoever finds me will kill me." But the Lord said to him, "Not so. Anyone who kills Cain will suffer vengeance seven times over." Then the Lord put a mark on Cain so that no one who found him would kill him. So Cain went out from the Lord's presence and lived in the land of Nod, east of Eden. First, just kind of a question I've always had is, who are all these people who are going to kill Cain? I thought he was one of the first humans, but what we can know is that Adam and Eve had other children, and so perhaps it was one of these children or their children. A lot of the narrative here is compressed, so we don't really know how much time has elapsed. So that's one way that we could answer that question. I don't know. Another thing that sticks out to me from the text is that Abel, his offering was accepted. And we don't really know why, but we can assume that his heart and his inward motivations were pure. He wanted to bring his best and his firstborn of the flock to the Lord. But Cain's offering was not accepted. The Bible doesn't tell us. Perhaps it's because Cain didn't bring his best. Maybe his motivation was one that was impure. Ultimately, Cain's character is revealed when God does not accept his offering or doesn't show pleasure in receiving his offering. He becomes angry. He lies about his brother's whereabouts when he kills him, and the Lord punishes him. Cain says, though, "This is more than I can bear," and the Lord is gracious with him, even in the midst of punishment, and his wandering on the earth, he won't allow anyone to kill Cain. And God is gracious with us as well. O Lord, give us pure hearts, pure motivations. Help our offerings to be acceptable and pleasing to you. Now let's move over to the Psalms. Today we're reading Psalm 97, which is another psalm about God as King. Douglas Webster says this about the psalm: the dominant emphasis in this psalm is one of rejoicing. Joy is the theme that runs through the psalm. The earth is glad. The distant shores rejoice. Zion hears and rejoices. The villages of Judah are glad. The upright in heart are filled with joy, and the righteous rejoice in the Lord. At the end of the podcast today, I'm going to play a rendition of Rejoice, the Lord is King, the famous hymn by Charles Wesley. And this is what it says: Rejoice, the Lord is King. Your Lord and King adore. Rejoice, give thanks, and sing, and triumph evermore. Lift up your heart, lift up your voice. Rejoice again, I say, rejoice. See if you hear those themes and those words in the scripture. I'm going to be reading verses 1 through 4 and verses 9 through 12. The Lord reigns. Let the earth be glad. Let the distant shores rejoice. Cloud and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. For you, Lord, are the most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light shines on the righteous and joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise his holy name. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I hope you have a wonderful Saturday. Wayne, the girls, and I are traveling. We're in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and so we'll miss tomorrow being with you in services. Be praying for Mark as he prepares to preach tomorrow. Will you pray with me? Father, we want to just take a moment to remember that you reign. You are enthroned in glory, and you are most high over all the earth. Would your light shine down on us today? Please give us joy in our hearts, knowing that you are in control. May this day be one of rejoicing, and may this day be one of praise. In your holy name we pray. Amen.